Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 23rd, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and once again, today, we want to share a message of encouragement. We titled today's message, The Fullness of Time. Scripture text is the same as we shared yesterday, Galatians 4, 4 and 5.
But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
Do you have a hard time waiting? Are delays difficult to deal with, causing you stress and anxiety? For most of us, the answer is yes. God had first promised the Messiah after Adam and Eve's transgression in the garden. Over the next several millenniums, there was a growing body of messianic promises that the Jewish people were given. At the time of Christ's birth, two elderly Jewish people are mentioned in Luke who had longed for the Messiah's coming. Simeon had been, quote, waiting for the consolation of Israel, end quote. And Anna, quote, spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem, end quote.
In the daily text, the Apostle Paul is reflecting on the events of Christ's incarnation. He uses an intriguing phrase, when the fullness of the time was come, to describe that wonderful moment in space and time when God acted on our behalf in sending his Son for our redemption. The long wait was over. The faith of devout people like Simeon and Anna and others like them was now reality. God kept his promise.
And God still keeps his promises. He always will. He'll keep every one of them. We have the perspective of looking back and seeing the fulfillment of the greatest of God's promises, that of a Messiah. This occurred after a long wait and, quote, in the fullness of the time, end quote.
I believe we come to an understanding of this verse better when we recognize that it's the fullness of God's time, not ours. Many of us are waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled in our lives. The wait can be very trying. Many are living with an ongoing burden for spiritually wayward family members. Others have a long-standing physical ailment in their lives or in someone they love. And on our hearts this morning are so many of our dear brothers and sisters living in very oppressive conditions. And we all wait for that next great cosmic event when Jesus again keeps his last word to us when he declared, "Yes, I am coming soon."
God has fulfilled the biggest promise. Let us wait with faith and assurance that in his time, he will also take care of the scores of other matters we all deal with. Be assured today, he is faithful.
Let's all pray together. Father, we know that your timetable is preordained in the events that make an eternal difference in our lives. 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is 1,000 years. Help us to patiently wait for your will to be fulfilled in our personal lives, in the lives of our loved ones, and in the world around us. May we be found steadfast, sober, expectant, and alert, awaiting the day of your promised return. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for today's reading. We continue to deal with frigid weather here, although the winds died down quite a bit. Some of my pipes are opened up, but some are still frozen. It's a joy to serve the Lord today. It's a joy to have the confidence of God's steadfast love. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have, as we've had throughout the Christmas season, quite a number of resources up regarding the messages that we think would bless you at Christmas, both in your home and if you're a church leader in your church. We have several photos up today, including one outstanding photo taken by our friend Doris High of a bird in flight taking off from a bird feeder. It's just amazing how Doris was able to capture this, and it's very interesting, especially to look at the wings. We want to remind our podcast listeners that our ministry is based upon those that, in free will ways, send us support. It's never required, but we want to make that known, that this is generally about one half of our work day each day, preparing these messages, and all the work that gets involved in getting them distributed. There's information on our website about that. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And again, this is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, December 23rd, 2008. We do expect to prepare a message tomorrow on Christmas Eve. We will not be preparing a message on Christmas, though. We have some travel that day. It's a joy to serve the Lord, and we decide that we will faithfully serve and wait on Him.